Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I love you on this morning. Be blessed on this morning. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Our prayer for today is coming from Psalms 25, and it says in verse 4, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." And so our prayer today is, God, remember us. Don't hold our sins against us, but remember us. Remember us in thy loving kindness. Don't remember our sins. Don't remember our transgressions, but remember your children. And that is our prayer today, that God remembers us. And he does. He does remember us. We love him, and he shall always be with us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's go over to John chapter 12. We had left off on verse 13, and I'm going to reread that. It says, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt," sitting on a donkey. Now, sitting on a donkey was, he was coming into Bethany with peace. It was not of war. He wasn't riding on a horse. That would have been different. But he was riding on a donkey, which means he came in peace. So Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came in peace. He came to lay down his life for his friends. He came down to lay down his life for his creation. He was coming in peace. He wasn't coming in war. But there is going to come a time that he is going to come in war. But that is after the rapture of the church. So you want to be raptured up with the church. You want to be a believer in the dispensation of grace, which is now. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Be saved on today. Believe God on today, because the wrath of God is coming and no man knows the day nor the hour. So right now, be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's look at verse 16 of John chapter 12. "These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified," meaning when he was crucified, "then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him." And we're talking about the Isaiah 40:9 and Zechariah 9:9. And that after he had been crucified, then they started remembering scripture and realized this is exactly what scripture had always said, that these things would come to pass. And that is like us. After the trial is gone and we have overcome the trial, whatever trial you go through, whatever circumstance that is hard that you go through, after it's over, you remember something. You remember something that it was either said or done that, oh man, I understand now. Or you are enlightened by the circumstance or the tragedy or the hardship of something that now you actually are strengthened by. You know, a lot of times these things don't come, you know, if you love God, these things don't come to destroy you. That's a fact. They don't come to destroy you or take you out. But we have to be strengthened in our spirit on this side. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them out of them all. And so he will deliver us out of them all. And the delivery will come in many different ways. And it may not be the way that we think. But we trust God. But you know, his word will go back and we'll look. You know what? I understand that now. Now that I have walked through this trial, I get it now. God was teaching me patience, or he was teaching me forgiveness, or he was teaching me to wait and to trust on him. Means to wait on him means to serve him while you're waiting. You don't just stop everything and just turn into, a person that is stagnant and stuck. You're continuing to serve while you wait on the answer or the delivery from the Lord. And you expect that it is going to come to pass. Amen. So now let's look at verse 17 of John chapter 12. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead bear witness. For this cause the people also met him, for that day they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive or see how ye prevail not or accomplish nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him. They are still just in an uproar that the world is gone after him. Because as he came into the town, they laid down palms and sang, blessed is the King of Israel that come in the name of the Lord. They are making him king. He has done all these great things. And the Pharisees now are just petrified to the bone that all their rule is going to be taken. And they feel like they're not accomplishing anything because Jesus' fame and his notoriety and the belief in him is just growing and growing and growing. And they are just distraught with trying to figure out a way to take him down. But you know what? He is going to die. But it was already prophesied. It was already planned. He was a lamb. He is the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, before we even got here. In God's mind, in his mind's eye, he had already died. Do you know in God's mind, we are already in heaven? Because he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That he is in our past, present, and our future. That all of it is, like it says in scripture, one day is as 1,000 to the Lord and 1,000 as one day. He can look at it all in one screen and already see us sitting in heavenly places. It's an awesome thought to even try to fathom. That although I am sitting here on this day, and it's February 10th in the podcast, but today is actually the 6th because I'm pre-recording, and I'm sitting here in 2015. Well, God sees me in our 2000 whatever, however long this earth is going to be here. He sees me in eternity. That's a beautiful thought. So when you get discouraged and down, remember, there's life after this life. And that's what we're striving towards. It's not just living here. We can enjoy our time here and we can be blessed here. But boy, are we going to be blessed in the hereafter, in eternity, because there should be no more tears, no more crying, no more sickness, and no more death. God bless you on today. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. Have a beautiful day.